Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 274.5 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Why a 0.5? Well, because I feel episode 275 should be a big one. Should be good. Should put some more work into it. And not that I'm not putting work into this one. This is just going to be a quicker podcast. The reason is it has been a busy week. It's been a very good week, but it's been a very busy week. As some of you know, because some of you tuned in, and I really appreciate it, I did a comedy show last night. I did a stand-up show at the Nowhere Comedy Club, which was like a virtual club experience through Zoom. The really cool thing was I could hear you guys laughing. Like, there was an interactive component. So, you know, doing stand-up, obviously getting the laughs is part of the energy and part of the rhythm of doing it. And I've been doing some streaming shows and some other podcasts and things like that, which are more like radio because you're just putting it out there. And I don't hear if you guys are laughing. I hope you're laughing, but I don't hear it. Well, with this comedy club setup, I was able to hear the laughs. So that was cool. But I did have to try to set it up. I mean, you know, setting up lights and a camera in my breakfast nook wasn't the most professional looking thing. And I've been ordering lights and a high desk. And I'm going to try to make a little studio in the house to do these things better. Because this looks like what it's going to be for a while. This is my business for a while. It's going to be recording and videos and stuff like that. So I'm going to try to make them a little more professional. I know some of you have been listening to this podcast a long time and you're like, it's about time. Well, that's the way it goes. But anyway, it was an interactive experience. It was great. I felt like doing a show. Still not the same as being on stage in front of a crowd, but I don't know when that's going to be. So it was cool. So that kept me busy. A few more podcasts and talking about the news. My friend Ida Rodriguez is doing a test show. It's going to be great. She's going to be announcing more about that, and I'll promo it when it comes out, but we ran a test show for her. I did a Comics in Captivity quarantine Facebook Live thing and a few other things. So, you know, I've been working on other podcasts and other projects, and I was like, man, I forgot to do mine. I didn't forget, but, you know, I got to get to it. But I didn't want a week to go by without talking to you guys and thanking you for the continued support and everything out there. And, you know, I said it's going to be tight. There's one topic I want to talk about. Masks. What's going on with the masks? It's become a thing. Now, in the beginning, and when I say in the beginning, I mean in March, I didn't wear a mask and I didn't get it. I was like, you don't need a mask because that's what they were saying. And you know, I've told you before, I rather listen to scientists than politicians. Call me crazy, but in the midst of a pandemic, I'm going to go with somebody who graduated from science class. So I didn't wear a mask. Then it was explained more that the mask doesn't necessarily protect me from somebody else, but it will help protect people from me. In other words, if I were to have the virus, by the way, I did the antibody test and I came up negative, and that was great. Is there any medical test that you don't want the results to be negative? I don't know, but this one was negative and I was happy. So far, so healthy. But anyway, they say wear a mask to protect other people from you. Now, the mask has become controversial, political, dangerous, and even deadly. It is unreal to me. It's a mask. It just put it on. It takes 5 seconds. I keep a mask in the car. You get out of the car, you go into the grocery store or to pick up your food or hardware store or whatever. You put your mask on, you go in, you come out, you get back in your car, you take the mask off. It's really not that bad. You know, we had the shortage of masks. Masks were hard to get. That seems to have passed. I know when it first came up, I couldn't find a mask. And I went on Facebook. I said, where do you get a mask? And people were so nice. One guy said, man, I live not too far from you. I'll meet you in the parking lot. I'll give you some masks. Then I found them at a store. I bought some. I've been able to give some to people. You get it. It's a mess. So I guess the first thing we saw was, well, obviously, everyone saw Trump and his cast of characters doing the press briefings, not wearing masks. So people were like, wait a minute, they're too close. And Trump claims I was tested, I don't, blah, 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 right? And then Pence. Pence actually went to, I believe it was a Mayo Clinic and other places where everyone around him, all the other officials, politicians, whoever were wearing masks, he didn't wear a mask. He's like, I've been tested. I don't need a mask. Again, no. You, for one thing, you're supposed to be setting an example. For two, unbelievably selfish to not wear a mask. So now they're saying the mask, and we've seen this and we know this, it's a political thing. It's a political thing. Trump is, you know, trying to reopen businesses, trying to pretend that this virus will just go away, trying to downplay it at every turn so he won't wear a mask. And his followers are saying, well, it ain't real. We don't have to wear masks. The government ain't going to tell me what to do. I love when they say that. The government ain't going to tell me what to do with my body. Really? Talk to the women on abortion. They're so full of shit. They're so hypocritical with that stupid argument. It's my right. Well, see, this is the interesting thing about rights. And this is big in Michigan. This is where, okay, they're walking around with their camo and their guns. It's my right. Your right ends where the next person begins. In other words, you can't do something. Society has decided you can't do something that is unhealthy or dangerous to society just because you want to do it. I was on a podcast and a woman brought up a great point. Drunk driving. Drunk driving. Ask any drunk driver how he's driving. He or she will say, I'm fine. I can drive after a drink. I can drive after two drinks. I can drive after five drinks. Society has decided, no, you can't. Society says this is a legal limit. If you have more than 0.08 whatever in your alcohol in your blood, then you can't legally drive. Okay, you might think you can drive, and maybe you can, but legally you cannot. It's the same thing with the mask. Science, remember science? Oh, I remember science. Science has said, wear a mask to protect others from you. You might be infected. You might not even know you're infected. You might be what's called asymptomatic, which could be a problem. It's a big word. It throws off a lot of Trump supporters. It throws off Trump. You could be a person with no symptoms who's not sick, but still have the virus and spread it. This is why they want you to wear a mask. But it has become a political thing. Republicans are more likely... I'm sorry. Okay, I'm saying it backwards. Democrats are more likely to wear than Republicans to wear masks. 76% of Democrats, 59% of Republicans. 59% is still pretty good. It's a bunch of other statistics, but that's basically a political one. But now we move into the tragedy and insanity over it. It's insane. It's a mask, people. Put the damn mask on. It takes a few seconds. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but so what? The government's not controlling your life. They're asking you to not breathe a deadly virus on people around you. Really? Is that bothering you so much? In Michigan, Calvin Munnerlin, this poor guy, poor bastard, was shot dead for telling a woman to wear a mask. It was a Family Dollar store. They said, you got to wear masks. It's a Michigan rule. When you're in a store, you wear a mask. Security guard doing his job told this woman she needed to wear a mask. She walked out of the store. Her mother got mad, created a thing. They left. Brother and father, I guess, came back with guns and shot this poor bastard dead. And pretty sure I saw the pictures. Don't have them in front of me. It was a black family. And that doesn't matter, except I said that in the sense of keeping it balanced, because the next one is definitely a racial issue. So here we have four people's lives are done over this mask issue. The one poor guy who was killed for doing his job, and then the three family members who were arrested and charged with murder. Okay, four lives thrown away over a mask. In Brooklyn, this was a meme. It's on the internet. It's somewhat viral, whatever. You've probably seen this picture. In Brooklyn, a cop is beating up a black man for not wearing a mask. On the ground, punching him, whatever, for not wearing a mask. In Manhattan, a cop is handing masks to a white couple that's sitting in a park on the grass or somewhere that doesn't have masks. That's unbelievable. I joked about this in the special, but it's true. In March, there were two black guys in a store in Illinois who were followed by a cop and basically walked out of the store for wearing masks. In April, black man was beaten and arrested off a bus in Philly for not wearing a mask. I say, it ain't about wearing a mask, but don't be black. That's dangerous. But all joking aside, I hate when I say that. I'm sorry. I honestly don't like using that phrase. I don't understand. People are, to kill somebody over them asking you to wear a mask. That is straight up insanity. There's no other word. What the hell is wrong with us? The lies, the intentional lies, the Arizona Department of Health told a team of experts at the university, again, the politicians telling scientists to pause its work because the professors at Arizona State University and the University of Arizona were showing why it's too early to open. It's too early. They do models, and they were showing how this virus spreads and why you shouldn't open. So the Department of Health says, okay, stop doing that. We don't want to give the people information. God forbid the people learn from scientists. Arizona, Georgia, I wish you luck. On the topic of Georgia, Ahmaud Arbery, you've probably seen this video by now. Ahmaud Arbery was a black man who was jogging in his neighborhood. A couple of white guys decided to kill him. They blocked the road with a pickup truck. He ran around the pickup truck. One of them came out of the driver's side with a shotgun. He tried to defend himself against a shotgun. Boom, they shot him once. Boom, they shot him again. He ran, and they shot him dead in the street. And after national pressure and et cetera, they finally charged these two guys with murder. I don't know what's going to happen. I hate to say it again. It's again, right? These black people get shot like this. And if there wasn't a video, then there never would have been any charges. They're trying to defend themselves under some crazy citizen arrest thing. Making a citizen's arrest doesn't mean you're allowed to get in your truck and hunt somebody down and shoot them. All right? This ain't the old West. There's no posses. It's unbelievable. I'm looking for a positive to end this podcast. I tell you, it'd be a quick one. The fact that they're being charged with murder is somewhat positive, but still the story's a negative. So I'm looking for... I'm trying to give you a good one. Man, it gets harder and harder. Here was another story, and I don't know what's going on with Michigan. Michigan's insane. A Michigan man is expected to face charges after he was captured on video. People, stores have video cameras. If you do it in a store, you're going to be seen. A woman told him to wear a mask. Again, back to the mask. A woman told him to wear a mask. He wiped his nose and face on the sleeve of her shirt. So now he's arrested. What the? I just don't know, man. I don't know. The level. We're all tired of being locked down. Let's stop being stupid. There's an old saying, I have met the enemy and he is us. It is so true. It's insane. Here's another story. We're going crazy. This is in the UK. There's a thing called tacking. Have you heard about tacking? Tacking. People are throwing tacks and metal spikes on bicycle paths to puncture the tires of people riding bicycles. Why? No reason. Just to be an asshole. Do a little tacking. What the shit? What? I don't know, people. I don't know, man. Listen, take the weekend off. It's Friday. I'm recording this. Take a rest. We all need a rest. We're crazy. Listen, California, if you want to go to the beach is closed. If you're in Central California, one of those smaller towns where the beach is open, just go to the beach. Keep your mouth shut. Don't make a protest. Don't make a big thing. Just go. Just go. I've ridden my motorcycle on PCH. It's right along the coast. You can do that as long as you keep moving. You don't have to go to the beach, right? I had a friend talking today, and she was listing the things you don't have to do and aren't worth dying for. It was great. She's like, I ain't dying to get my hair done. I'm not dying to get my nails done. I'm not dying to go to the beach. I'm not dying. And it's like, yeah. But if you get cabin fever and you have to go out, if you're going stir crazy, if you're going to be around other people, put the mask on. If you go into a store, it's not a political statement. You're not sacrificing your right to live to the United States of America, big government out to get you, blah, blah, blah. No. You're wearing a mask to protect other people from your germs, from your possible germs. That's all. It's not an insult. Doesn't mean you have germs. It's not personal. Just something to do. It's called society. It's called society. How people live together peacefully without shooting each other in dollar stores. Because what the actual fuck? Boy, that would be a hell of a way to end a podcast. I'd like to, but I'm not going to end it like that. I'm going to end it wishing you luck. I'm going to end it thanking you for your continued support and listening to the podcast, man. Over 2 million listens on the Joe Rogan podcast I did, JRE. Just look up the Joe Rogan Experience. Always fun to talk to Joe. I had a great time doing that. And thank you. Be nice. Okay? It's episode 274 and a half. And I leave it asking you to be nice. Thank you.